Objective: the present study aimed to compare the effectiveness of brain gym and educational games on improving the attention of 8 to 10-year-old students through a 2-month follow-up study. Methods and materials: the present study is experimental research with a pre-test post-test follow-up design, including a control group and 2 experimental groups. The research population comprised all 8 to 10-year-old female students in AVAS during the 2022 to 2023 academic year. From this population, 114 individuals were selected as the research sample. However, 3 participants were excluded from the study due to irregular attendance in educational sessions. The study included 3 groups: control, brain gym, and educational games. The brain gym group underwent 20 sessions, each lasting 20 minutes twice a week, with each exercise lasting between 30 to 40 seconds for children. Additionally, the educational games group participated in activities twice a week for 8 weeks, with each session lasting between 30 to 45 minutes. The games included 1. Hand clap, 2. Picture completion, 3. Role playing, 4. Drawing with closed eyes, 5. Thankfulness, 6. 2 wrists, 1 wrist, 7. Clay modeling, 8. Finding geometric shapes. Participants in the control group did not receive any intervention. The Suri and Orki attention questionnaire was used to assess attention in 3 stages. Findings: the results of the Bonferroni follow-up test indicated no significant difference between the effects of brain gym and educational games on improving the attention of 8 to 10-year-old students. However, there was a significant difference between the post-test scores of each group compared to the pre-test stage. Conclusion: overall, the results of the present study suggest that both brain gym and educational games can be beneficial methods for improving both voluntary and involuntary attention in elementary school students.